like a cathedral making movies. It's a cathedral that's being built, and we all put our brick in the cathedral.
Everyone look toward me, knife, and action.
It's a Carillion aura that surrounds you. You know that you're standing in the light of the movie god. You're trying to find lightning, find the bottle, capture the lightning at the bottle at the same time, and hold off all those people who are praying for your demise.
If you have a big hit, suddenly you've been deified, then people want you to have a flop, because that's a better story. And you oblige them.
Yeah, being a producer is a negative job. You're there all the time going, oh, maybe you should worry about this, and oh, maybe that's a bad idea, and oh, that's nasty. But I like being the person who goes, yeah, that's great, let's do this, isn't that good, you know? I like to be the cheerleader, and being a producer is, I think it chinks away at your soul.
Failure. I beat myself up. I do it privately, silently, and you just have to ask my doctors.
What the hell are you doing?
I'm kicking my ass, divine!
What I think people don't understand is that really good so-called popcorn movies, commercial cinema, is hard to do.
If you think that's easy to do,
they're nuts. Sometimes pictures work and sometimes they don't. There's a lot of luck connected with making movies. There really is.
Wish me luck now. Alden. I feel that little mustache. Maybe you should put some makeup on it.
I've made big hits and I've made terrible flops, and I don't know the difference. I swear.
Welcome aboard.
Well, you know, you were good.
I fall just as much in love with them.
Telling you what things are foolproof, idiot-proof, failure-proof. They're the worst of the lot. Josh Academs, in terms of box office, was a failure. Total failure. An old black man and an old Jewish woman? Come on.
What was that? I heard that.
Now, Miss Daisy, you need a chauffeur.
Penguins. 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 Never fly. Oh, nobody knows. You never can know.
That's the truth of it, and that's the kind of business it is. Withdraws. Not until the first screen, when the audience went absolutely berserk, screaming, when Roy says,
"You're going to need a bigger boat."
But Stephen and I and David, we all gripped each other. We got it. That big, dumb, stupid, mechanical shark is working.
Yes. We knew it from the screams of the audience. I remember one guy in particular saying, "This is a great movie. Now don't fuck it up."
There's so many ways to screw this up. Start with a great script, the director screws it up, an actor gives a bad performance, the editor screws up, the music sucks, the release date sucks, the ad campaign sucks. There's a million ways to fuck this up. So to me, when it works, it's a miracle. So yeah, it is catching lightning in a bottle. It is controlled luck.